Good morning. It's March 9th. I'm Steve Smith. And with me this morning from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, it's Joanne Fox. Hey there, Joanne.
Good morning, Steve.
And welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum, beginning in Vermilion. The Vermilion Public Library this morning, very early this morning, is hosting something called Coffee and Coloring for Adults. That'll be at 8:30. Program will continue every Friday through April 27th. If you're interested, go to vermilionpubliclibrary.org.
The Little Red Hen Theater in Wakefield, Nebraska presents Leading Ladies tonight, and it will continue through Sunday, March 11th. Showtimes are at 7 o'clock. This comedy play is about two struggling Shakespearean actors who pose as a dying woman's nieces to inherit her money. LittleRedHenTheater.com has lots more information.
Sioux City Community Theater is presenting Noises Off. It's going into its second weekend with showtimes through Sunday, March 18th. The comedy takes a fond look at the follies of theater folk, whose susceptibility to out-of-control egos, memory loss, passionate affairs, turn every performance into a high-risk adventure. You've never encountered any of that behavior in your years in community
never,
theater.
Never, never. All the time. Another theater opportunity, Lamb Arts Regional Theater presents The Crucible. And again, that showtimes through Sunday, March 28th. It is set during the Salem witch trials of the 1690s. Arthur Miller's drama starts with dancing in the woods and quickly devolves into a flurry of accusations, rumors, and paranoia. Lots more at Lamb Theater with an RE.com.
We're getting toward Easter time. The Junior League of Sioux City is hosting a Bunny Day tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the Discovery Shop, where children will be able to take free pictures with the Easter Bunny.
The 4-H After School Clubs, they are hosting a chili cook-off on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Midtown Family Community Center, and that is in Midtown Sioux City. And there will also be an escape room.
Sioux City Symphony Orchestra is presenting Cherish the Ladies tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Orpheum Theater. The Grammy-nominated all-female Irish-American ensemble will perform a medley of Celtic music along with step dancing, and as we outro the show today, we'll be hearing a bit of their music. And as an added bonus, value-added bonus, Joanne and I will be step dancing on the tables here at Siouxland Public Media.
Oh, if we only had something to watch that, right?
Too bad we don't. It really is too bad.
It is. And also, before Cherish the Ladies, is a little bit of Irish music in the foyer.
Yeah, the Irish Fest.
Yes, and that's Father Dave Heeman, Father Patrick Walsh, Dave Napier, and Michelle Grossman, and they do quite the Irish music.
Okay.
So check that out, folks. A little farther on down Highway 20, the Rosemary Clausen Center for Performing Arts, that's in Holstein, Iowa, presents Bravo Amici, and that's on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. These vocalists combine elements of pop, Broadway, and opera with classical overtones. More at RosemaryClausenCenter.com.
Betty Strong Encounter Center is presenting Backroads Beauty with South Dakota photographer Christian Begeman on Sunday at 2 o'clock. The program, he will share his search for extraordinary images along the roads he's traveled. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com.
In Nebraska, the John G. Neihardt State Historic Site in Bancroft presenting a program called The Role of Schools and Churches in Rural Small Towns. And that is with Dr. Paul Campbell. That'll be Sunday at 2 p.m. More at neihartcenter.org.
The Siouxland Civic Dance Association is presenting its Spring Dance Concert Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and that'll be at Klinger Neal Theater on the Morningside College campus. Some of the performers include Ballet Sioux, the Creighton University Dancers, the Heartland Academy Dancers, and others as well. Go to morningside.edu for more on that.
The South Sioux City Public Library is hosting weekly gardening classes. Kind of hard to get your head around that with the snow on the ground.
It's getting close.
We are optimistic. Pollyanna. Now, that's going to be every Monday at 6:30 p.m. The class on March 12th is going to focus on tricks that can be used during the growing season in the spring and fall. More at southsiouxcity.org/library.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center presents Nature Tales Tuesday morning. That's March 13th at 10 o'clock. Preschoolers can go to the Nature Center as long as they're accompanied by an adult. They are invited to a special story time, this time about turtles. And depending on the weather, there will also be a hike. WoodburyParks.org has additional info.
The Sioux City Public Museum is hosting an event called Morning at the Museum with Archives Manager Tom Munson. That's going to be Wednesday at 9:15 a.m. The topic of discussion is coffee and donut shops. Mm. That sounds good to me. Community members are invited to bring along memorabilia and photographs and share their stories. Not sure if you can bring your coffee and donuts. Might want to go to SiouxCityMuseum.org for more information on that.
Perhaps. Wayne State College Voice Studio students will celebrate Franz Schubert with a Schubertiad. That'll be, they'll be playing only his music on Wednesday, March 14th at 7:30 in the evening at Ley Theater. In the early 19th century, fans of Franz Schubert held informal gatherings called Schubertiads. As I prefer Schubertapalooza, but anyway, Mr. Schubert himself attended these. He will not be at that one, though. Go to WSC.edu for more information.
Here's another event at the Sioux City Public Museum, and that's History at High Noon. And that is going to feature a program about pioneering journalist Ruby Westonhover. And that's going to be Thursday, March 15th at 12:05 p.m. So in the 1920s, women journalists were largely relegated to the society pages. This was not the case for Ruby, and she was a reporter for the Sioux City Journal. Go to SiouxCityMuseum.org. Lots more information there.
Morningside College English professor Steve Coyne will be moderating a discussion with Mohana Lakshmi Rajan Kumar on Thursday, March 15th at 6 p.m. Rajan Kumar was born in India, raised in the United States, and now lives in the Middle East. The title of the talk is Making Stories, Negotiating the Personal and the Cultural. Morningside.edu has more information.
The weather has let up, so here's a nice road trip up to the Pearson Lakes Art Center. They are continuing its performing arts series with 12th Night. That's going to be Thursday, March 15th, 6:30 p.m. curtain. This is a film recording of the Royal Shakespearean Company's performance in London. And of course, most listeners know 12th Night. It's a tale of unrequited love described as hilarious and heartbreaking. More at lakesart.org.
The Institute of Lifelong Learning here at Western Iowa Tech is presenting A Night of Irish Songs. Mike Langley will be performing them on Thursday, March 15th at 7 o'clock. That'll be at the Western Iowa Tech Community College's Cargill Auditorium. The Sioux City singer-songwriter will be performing a mix of his own original melodies along with some Irish evergreens, often heard in pubs across the pond and here in the United States as well.
Absolutely. More at WITCC.edu. And if you're coming to that, park in Lot 4. That works really well. You can just shoot right into the Cargill Auditorium. Another road trip, though. Orange City Arts presents a special concert featuring the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America's Midwest Winds. That will be on Thursday, March 15th, 7:30 p.m., Northwestern College in Orange City. The Woodwind Quintet will perform classical and contemporary music, marches, patriotic tunes, light popular music, more at orangecityarts.net.
And that is about our 8 minutes in the sun this morning here on Cultural Continuum. If you have an event that you would like us to talk about, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host, Joanne Fox, and executive producer, Allie Carson, wishing you a very good morning and a happy pre-Thanksgiving Day.
Pre-St. Patrick's Day week
here on Cultural Continuum, and leaving you with music of Cherish the Ladies, who will be performing tomorrow night with the Sioux City Symphony.